Katydids and the Moon by Madison Julius Cawain. Summer evenings, when it's warm, in the yard we sit and swing, and it's better than a farm, watching how the fireflies swarm, listening to the crickets sing, and the katydids that cry, "Katy didn't, Katy did," in the trees and flowers hid. So I asked my father, "Why, what's the thing she didn't do?" For he told me that he knew.
Katy didn't like to worry, but she did gossip of herself and talk. Katy didn't like to hurry, but she did so like to walk, saunter by herself and walk. How is that now for a story?
And one night when it was fine, and the moon peeped through the trees, and the scented jessamine vine swung its blossoms in the breeze, full of sleeping honeybees.
"That's old Sister Moon," he said. "She's a perfect simpleton, scared to death of Old Man's Sun. All day long she hides her head."
And I asked my father, "Why?" And he made me this reply.
"Sister Moon's old eyes are weary. Her old eyes are very weak. Poor and old and worn and weak. And the old sun with his cheery looks just makes them leak and leak, like an old can leak and leak. That's the reason why, my dearie."